Aircheckdownloads.com.
Living Doll.
Living Doll is Cliff Richard and the Shadows celebrating 10 years of show business together this particular day, the 19th of September, back in 1968. I played The Birds also a little bit earlier on, and that... Why would I play that? Well, Graham Parsons, the former guitarist with the Birds and the Flying Brotenho Brothers, died. The inquest failed to determine the exact cause of death, but traces of drugs and alcohol were found in his bloodstream. Later, whilst his body was being taken to New Orleans for burial, manager Paul Kerfman and a friend hijacked the coffin and returned it to the Joshua Tree, where he had died, and buried the coffin and the body. It was Parsons' state desire that he would be cremated in the desert. That happened in 1973. Date Maker Diary, I'm Martin King. I'm sitting in for John Brooks on this particular Saturday. John will be back next week on the programme. Let's have a look, see what else is happening on this particular day, the 19th of September. We look towards James Taylor. The No Lux LP was recorded over five nights at the Madison Square Gardens, the first of which was on this day. Artists taking part included Bruce Springsteen, Jackson Browne, and James Taylor.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
James Taylor, how sweet it is to be loved by you, here on Lantern FM 96.2. Saturday Date Maker Diary. I'm Martin King, sitting in for John Brooks. Looking at the 19th of September, St. Genesis Day, he is thought to have been the Bishop of Barento in the mountains northeast of Naples, and have to have been martyred in 305 in the seaport of Palenque. A glass of petrol kept the Naples Cathedral is said to be contained the saint's dried blood. Ooh. Deary me. So that's what it is, St. Genesis Day, here on the 19th of September. Some of the other anniversaries, celebrations and notable things that have been happening on this particular day. Simon and Garfunkel were reunited for the first time in 11 years to play a concert in New York Central Park. Over 400,000 people watched the concert, which was both recorded and filmed. So let's play some music from Simon and Garfunkel to celebrate that fact. It happened in 1981. On the 19th of September. You could almost visualise 400,000 people going absolutely wild as that piece of music came to a close. Simon and Garfunkel being reunited for the first time in 11 years, playing that concert in New York's Central Park. Date Maker Diary, looking at those anniversaries. We're still on the 19th of September on the page of this diary here today. Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Diana Ross. It was a new entry, an American chart topper. It was the first of many solo number ones for the ex-Supreme singer. Earliest hits followed a strange pattern, either faltering in the 20s or 30s or climbing all the way to the top of the chart. There was no half measures. Her first 13 hits all included five number ones, and the remaining eight climbed no higher than number 14. So we're looking at Diana Ross from the year of 1970, and Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Ain't No Mountain High Enough. It's Diana Ross here on the Date Maker Diary, and it's just gone 10:30 on a Saturday morning. And if you're a fan of Manchester City or Reading, then listen to the Saturday Sports this afternoon between 2 and 6, where you'll have the chance to win two tickets to see them live at Main Road in their Coca-Cola Cup match. So have a listen out to Mike Hodder this afternoon between those hours of 2 and 6 o'clock, and you could be a winner on Lantern FM 96.2. A couple of good prizes. Well, that's a good prize, isn't it, really, going along there to see that football match. Right, back to the diary. On the 19th of September, some of the notable things were happening in history. 1888, the first beauty competition was held in Spa in Belgium. And in 1893, New Zealand became the first nation to grant its female citizens the right to vote. The first occasion on which they went to the polls was the general election on the 28th of November. So they were the first people who said, OK, girls, you've got the vote. And that was in 1893. In 1928, Walt Disney's Steamboat Willie featuring Mickey Mouse was first shown in New York to become the first cartoon talking picture. 1934, Brian Epstein, there's a name that conjures up, doesn't it? Brian Epstein, English music group manager, was born in Liverpool. 1949, Twiggy, the English model, actress and singer, born in Neasden in London, and she was born under the name of Leslie Hornby, and that was in 1949. 1958, NASA, the US government agency, was founded to coordinate non-military US space flight and research. 1963, Sir David Lowe, New Zealand-born political cartoonist, died in London. And in 1968, TV Times, the weekly magazine for British independent television, was first published. Back to some music now, and just before we get to the music, this actually does fit in quite nicely together. Rock promoter Sid Bernstein extended his hopes in a full-page advertisement in the New York Times that if the Beatles were to reform in a show organised by him, it could be worth $200 million to the group. As I say, that fits in quite nicely because that was a statement made in 1976, and the song back in the 1970s, which was at number one for this week, was actually the Beatles and the song entitled Hey Jude. And that's the next piece of music here on Lantern FM 96.2.
Fancy a day shooting or fishing? You will at Clifford Farm.
Hey Jude.
The Beatles there and Hey Jude on our Datemaker diary, and I think we're going to get to about the last part of the entry on the 19th, and then we'll change the page to the 20th. But just before we do, the first aerial passengers soared into the sky in a gaily painted red hot air balloon launched from the Palace of Versailles, masterminded by the Montgolfier brothers. The balloon rose to a height of 1,700 feet, travelled 2 miles and landed safely 8 minutes later. The motley crew consisted of not people, but a sheep, a duck, a cockerel, and all of whom apparently unharmed by their experience, except for the cock, who had been kicked in the wing by a sheep. Louis XIV and his queen were very impressed, but when they eagerly approached the machine to examine it, they were driven back by the noxious smell. To get the right balance of gas, the brothers had insisted on burning damp straw together with hundreds of old shoes and odd bits of decomposing meat. And that took part this day back in 1783. Few more notable birthdays before we change our day to a different day. At 1932, Derek Nimmo, English comic actor, ideally cast as a curate on a television in All Gas and Garters, and also Bertie in The World of Wooster, was born in 1932. 1948, Jeremy Irons, English actor who plays the lead in major productions on stage and screen. He was born that particular day. Mentioned Twiggy, she was born in 1949. 1928, Pete Murray, British radio DJ, television presenter, presented the 6-5 special, one of the early pop shows, who has proved to be one of the survivors. And 1943, Mama Cass, overweight American lead singer of the Mamas and Papas, was born. So 1943 is her birthday. Had some of the hits including Dream a Little Dream in 1968 and this, California Dreamin'. California Dreamin', the Mamas and the Papas, closing our diary on the 19th and open the next page to the 20th of September. 20th of September, St. Eustace's Day. He is said to have been a general in the army of the Roman Emperor Trajan and was converted to Christianity when he saw a stag with a cross between its antlers. He was martyred with his wife and children when they refused to worship pagan gods. So, St. Eustace's Day. That's September the 20th. Some of the notable events and birthdays to follow, including songwriter, producer Jerry Lieberer and Mike Stroller, signed an independent production and A&R deal with RCA Records, similar to those they'd already had with Atlantic and other independent American labels. The deal... get this one. The deal included working with Elvis Presley. All the wonders of you. Elvis Presley here on Lantern FM 96.2 on the Datemaker Diary, 9 minutes before 11. And we've got our diary open on the 20th of September. Let's turn our thoughts back to 1973 in a tennis match at Houston, Texas, billed as the Battle of the Sexes. Billie Jean King defeated Bobby Riggs in three straight sets before 30,472 spectators, a record for a tennis match. Both King and Riggs were Wimbledon champions, but his triumph was back in 1939. The two contestants were carried on the tennis court on decorated litters. Riggs had unwisely boasted that he could beat any woman tennis player. He not only lost to Mrs. King, but also to Margaret Court, another Wimbledon champion, and other top-name women tennis players. Deary me, I suppose you should always think before you open your mouth in those sort of situations. Alana Curry of the Thompson Twins was born in Auckland in New Zealand. She was the only female left in the band, trimmed down to a three-piece. So she was born in 1959, so some music from the Thompson Twins follows shortly.
Old walls, buildings, fireplaces.
Carry on, music.
Aircheckdownloads.com.